Okay, yesterday we started the melacha of teichen, of grinding on Shabbos and Yom Tov, obviously. We said the melacha of teichen is actually grinding particles that grow from the ground. Okay, so if it grows from the ground, you can't grind up. Not only food, by the way, anything that grows, anything that comes from the ground could apply the mitzvah of teichen. I'll just give you a simple example of this. If somebody gets mud on their shoes, and then the mud dries, and you want to take it off from your shoes, so you go onto a sharp step, and you take with your foot, you know, against the step to clean off the mud, that's the malach of teichen. You're grinding the particles of mud when it's dry. When it's wet, it's not so much teichen because they're not becoming separate particles. But when the earth dries, and you want to take it off, and you take something sharp, like a step, and you move your foot up and down, that's grinding, even though it's not food, but it doesn't matter.
How is it different from when crumbling up a cracker, which was...
Oh, so we learned, those were repeating again. Number one, it has to be from the ground.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's no grinding after grinding.
Yeah.
Because a cracker was already ground into flour, so it's already, it was ground at one time. So the Gemara says there's no grinding after grinding.
So was it dirt? It was already in the particles, it became
it never was ground up. You're grinding it now. It was never, it wasn't that the dirt on your shoe was ground. It was never ground. It was one mass, and you're grinding it into small particles. That's what it is. Okay, so now, it's forbidden. To grind, even on Yom Tov, it's forbidden to grind things on a large scale, let's say flour. When people grind flour, they normally do it on a large scale. So that's definitely forbidden on Shabbos. Not only is it forbidden on Shabbos, it's also forbidden on Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov, you cannot grind things on a larger scale, or a larger amount, because then you're not only doing it for Yom Tov, obviously. So it's the melacha. Now, things that don't grow from the earth, like we said, eggs, meat, poultry, cheese, fish, all those things don't apply the melacha of grinding at all. But a grater on Shabbos cannot be used to grind up cheese or eggs or meat or fish. Why? Because it's a keli, it's a vessel whose designated purpose is actually for grinding. On Yom Tov, though, you are allowed to use the grater, but you have to do it differently than always. What does it mean, differently than always? It's very interesting. If this is the way you normally grind, this is the top of the grinder, okay, and this is the bottom. So normally you go like this, right? Yom Tov, if you want to use a grinder, you have to turn it upside down and grind it the other way, whichever way is going to work. Depends where the. You might have to go like this. But because a grater is a vessel that's designated for grinding, you could use it on Yom Tov because it's for food, but it has to be done with a shinui. Also, what there's no such thing as grinding after grinding, like we learned. You could crumble a cookie. What?
Okay, so like if you're taking fire from fire, how come you don't have to deal with the shinui? Like, what's the difference with the grind? I mean,
because you don't grind it.
Fire from fire is not forbidden at all.
Right, but why is grinding forbidden?
Because grinding is a melacha that's forbidden. You could technically do it before. But the answer is freshly ground stuff, especially when, if it's going to spoil, a lot of things, like he's going to give an example, bananas, apples, if you grind them up earlier, they're not so good anymore. Because they become old, they become changed colors and the whole thing. So then, that you would be allowed to grind on Yom Tov. But,
So the shinui?
Huh?
So with the shinui?
You know, you don't even have to do that with a shinui. Because that type of grinding is better now than yesterday. So then you would be allowed to do it even without a shinui. Like bananas, potatoes, you can mash in a normal way. It's a very interesting shayla, even in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not so simple. Bananas and avocado, the definition of grinding is an interesting halachic argument in Poskim. Grinding, by definition, means it becomes different particles. When you grind something, right, it becomes different particles. Therefore, for instance, mashing food on Shabbos would be forbidden if it grows from the ground. But some poskim hold that when you mash a banana, it's not actually becoming different particles. It becomes one solid mush. The same thing with avocado. See, potato, when you mash up a potato with a fork, it becomes actually separate pieces. It's not a mush like avocado and banana. So when it comes to Shabbos, many poskim hold that if you want to mash a banana or avocado on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it right before eating with a shinui. What do you mean a shinui? So they hold, you can't take a regular fork to mash a banana and avocado. You have to take the handle of the fork or a knife. A different way than you do it always. Some poskim hold that a banana and avocado, you're allowed to mash in a regular way, even on Shabbos, right before eating. You can't do it for later, but it has to be right before eating, even with the teeth of the fork, because it doesn't become, it's not grinding, it's making into a mush, which goes to a second level. There's the next malacha on Shabbos is kneading, lush, K-N-E-A-D-A, right? Kneading. Now what's kneading? Kneading is the opposite of grinding. Grinding, you take one thing and make it into different particles. Kneading, you take different particles and make it into one by kneading it with water, right? You have flour, separate particles, and then you mix it with water, and you do not lush, you knead the dough, so then you make it into a dough, so then you're combining different particles into one. So they say, some poskim hold, bananas, avocados, what do you have, like, a lot of times for kids, they want to mash up an avocado, or a banana, and then they put some juice into it. So according to many opinions in halacha, you can't do that on Shabbos. Because number one, mashing it up is grinding, and then when you add liquid to it, you're kneading it, because now it's becoming one big mat, big mitzvahs, one big entity. And certain other poskim hold, and the Rav Chaim Noah's Meikel says a shulchan, but some poskim hold, you could do both. Why? Because number one, it's not grinding because it's not different particles. And if it's not different particles, then it's not kneading either. Kneading is the definition of taking different particles and making it into one. But if there are no different particles, one big mush, and you add liquid to it, it's not a problem. But Yom Tov for sure, it would be allowed to.
But tuna and mayo is not.
We'll get into that. Shabbos is one issue. You have to do it with different than you normally do it. What? Different than you normally do it.
Different than you do, or different than the way that everyone should do
it? Different than the way you do it.
So but, you normally mush potatoes with the potatoes, you know, the potato smusher?
Yeah.
Then you could do it the way that somebody else might normally do with a fork?
No, not everything. You can't just do everything with a shinui and do it.
I'm saying, but in the situation where normally, let's say you're doing potatoes with a shinui.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody drives the car with their right foot, yes, can they on Shabbos drive it with their left foot?
But you said that you
imagine, can they? Why not?
Because the rabbi say
no. But I
sound like Marty Beagle.
I have a question. If Aaron does something the way he does it, can he do it like normal people on Shabbos?
Okay. Only asking questions. Shinui is sometimes... Sometimes shinui is allowed on Shabbos right before eating for the sake of food. Why is it like that? Because biblically, it's only forbidden to do things the normal way of doing it. Because the Gemara's expression, they learn off of Lachshiv Machshavas Melachas Machshavas Asur Torah. The Torah only forbids, when the Torah says you can't do things, it means you can't do it the normal, especially by Shabbos, the normal way of doing it. Okay? So let's say turning on a light, let's say it's all question, but let's say it's biblical. Okay? So normally how do you turn on a light? You turn it on with your finger, you flick a switch. So according to that, that's the normal way of doing it, that would be biblical. What happens if somebody does it, and therefore you'd be chayv skila or carbon or the whole thing. What happens if somebody does it with their foot? Or with their elbow, they turn on the light with the elbow, It's only rabbinically forbidden. Why is it rabbinically forbidden? Biblically forbidden, it's not because it's not the normal way of doing it. And the Torah only forbids things the normal way, which is done by Shabbos. Because you're doing it a different way than normal, it would be considered midrabbanan. Writing, in order to write on Shabbos, which is forbidden to write two letters, that's the amount of writing on Shabbos, which is biblically forbidden, is the way, if you normally write it, the way you write it. So if you're a right-handed person, normal writing for you would be with your right hand. So therefore, if you would write with your left hand, then it only be rabbinically forbidden. If you're a left-handed person, and your normal way of writing is left-handed, then if you did it with your right hand, it's rabbinically forbidden, which is obviously still forbidden, but it's less severe. A lot of things the Chachamim allowed on Shabbos, for the enjoyment of Shabbos, such as food, to do it because it's rabbinically forbidden, the Chachamim themselves who forbid it, say that if you do it in a certain way, right before the eating, we're allowing you to do it, because we never forbade it that way, we're forbidding it only in a regular way, but if you're doing it for food right before eating, you would be allowed to do it. Therefore, by the way, it's interesting, if somebody has to go to the hospital on Shabbos to have a baby, let's say, which is the only reason people should go to hospitals, if somebody's going to the hospital to have a baby, so and they have to sign papers, the best thing if you could sign them before Shabbos. Many hospitals that have from people just waive the signature that you could sign it later. What happens, you're in a place, in a shtetl somewhere, yeah, the hospital says you have to sign the papers. Yeah, so obviously you're allowed to, it's because never saving a life. But what you can minimize without wasting time, you do. So what happens if the wife or the husband has to sign the papers? The best thing, halachically, Shabbos, is to sign it with your left hand. Because then you're only transgressing a rabbinic prohibition versus a biblical prohibition. Okay? So when it comes to all these things, coming back here, grinding, kneading, it's all that. Biblically, it's only forbidden if you do it the normal way of doing it. But yeah, so why suffered Rabbanan Lakula? Okay. What do you mean okay?
Okay, because that's the way they set it up.
How do you answer the contradiction that you just asked? One Gemara says, I'm saying, one Gemara says that rabbinic things are stricter than biblical. And certain things, we know if there's a rabbinic doubt, you go lenient. If it's a biblical doubt, you go strict. So how do you reconcile the two Gemaras?
That's a doubt.
No, but in other words, why is a biblical doubt, if rabbinic things are stricter than biblical, so rabbinic doubt should be more strict than the biblical? No, because the Chum said, our laws that we instituted, because they want the people to keep them, so therefore they enforced it in a stricter way. Because they want the people to follow it. But when the rabbis themselves say, when they instituted this rabbinic law, that in these cases you could be lenient, the Chachamim themselves are saying, in this case you could be lenient.
More of a suggestion.
What?
It's like more of a suggestion.
No, there are no suggestions in Torah. Nobody, there's no suggestions. Torah doesn't suggest. People suggest. Rabbis are not people. It's not a question of halacha klupo. The same rabbis that said no, say in this case you could do it.
Could you apply these the whole thing with the shiur?
Probably not.
To matters of kosher. Let's say there's like rabbinic. Let's say wine. Okay, goy's wine. All right, you go know the guy's not an idolater. If you drink it with your left hand,
if you drink it with your left mouth, if you pour it in your ear instead of your mouth, then it's a shinui. What's the eating is eating. First of all, again, shinui only applies when the Chachamim said it applies, not when we decide that it applies. By the way, that's the way the conservative reform originated. They said, if the rabbis say under certain circumstances, this in this case you could do, so we're also saying in this case you could do it. That's how they started this whole shtick with the things. But it's when the Chum said you could do it, then you're allowed to do it. But otherwise not. But for instance, on Shabbos, the last thing we were learning yesterday was to chop vegetables very thin, like an Israeli salad, or to slice an onion very thin, it's forbidden on Shabbos. You have to do it a little bit thicker, or wider, or bigger, than you normally do it. So you can't slice an onion very thin on Shabbos. It says in Halacha, if you want to make an Israeli salad that you can make right before eating, but you can't make it as small as you make them during the week, because that is similar to the concept of grinding. You need to make it a little bit bigger than you do during the week. Another way of shinui, by the way, it's interesting. Another thing we said, besides turning the grater upside down, another way is keeping the grater the right side up. But normally when you grate things, you do it into a plate. Yeah? They say if you don't do it into a plate, if you do it straight onto the table, that's different than you normally do it. That you could also do. And don't forget to put the grater in the mouth also.
You do the grater on the side so you can still use the handle?
You could use the handle, but again, you either have to turn it upside down.
You can't do it on the side?
No. Upside down is different than... People a lot of times grate on the side. Some graters have different ways of doing it. If you're dicing salad on Shabbos, you have to do number one right before eating. And secondly, it has to be thicker than you would normally during the week. Yeah, Kundal Treb also. Okay.